Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Ed Morse Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. This is Hockman and Crowder on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Dungy looking left, now throws. It's going to be Jaquan Johnson. Did he get it? Yes, intercepted. Low snap is scooped up. Dungy throws this one toward the sidelines. It's intercepted again by Michael Jackson. It's the fourth interception of the game for the Canes. Takes the shotgun snap against a blitz. Looking, throwing, deep. He's got a man. It's Jeff Thomas at the 10, at the 5. It's a Miami touchdown. A heavenly throw by Rozier. And the Hurricanes have a 19-6 lead.
There it is.
Homer, there's a big hole. Homer to the 20. Here we go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Miami. Travis Homer, 33 yards. As the clock runs out, Miami has won 11 in a row. They go to 4-0 in conference play, 6-0 overall. Your final score, Miami 27, Syracuse 19.
This is going to be a fun week, but this is going to be a loaded potato week too, because we've got to celebrate the Hurricanes there, as we try to do. We got Hurricane Hotline coming up tonight. Keep the music playing, Falero. And then you've got to talk about the Dolphins, 4-2, their victory yesterday. And we got to get ready for Thursday night's game.
Yep.
Then we're going to have an abbreviated show on Thursday. And then Friday is going to be like a Dolphins Monday.
Great week.
Great week.
Hit the post.
Meant to. There's two very tough games on the Hurricane schedule. Vatek and Notre Dame.
Notre Dame looks so good.
Notre Dame. What are they now in the poll? What, like 11 or 12, I think? Hurricanes are number 8 in both polls. Clemson actually jumped Miami in one of the polls.
Weird.
Explain to me how that's possible.
Taking the fact that their starting quarterback was out when Syracuse beat him. Has to be. Because I saw that and it surprised me too. But they're saying that if, what's the name of, Kelly? The young guy that came in for Deshaun Watson, if Kelly was there, they would have won.
At the Hurricanes beat Syracuse. Clemson lost to Syracuse. And then Clemson, the following week, jumps Miami in the poll. Seems strange timing.
Notre Dame is number 9 in the AP poll.
Oh, they're 9? What are they in the coaches' poll?
10.
That's going to be a fun afternoon of football, or evening of football.
You got UNC? You should be able to whoop them. They are bad.
Yep.
I sat and watched that game. They're bad, but then the Canes got a hell of a little stretch in 2 weeks. If they can V-Tech Notre Dame, you'll be top 4.
Oh, no doubt. I don't think that they can go through the season undefeated, which if they beat V-Tech at Notre Dame, they'll go through the season undefeated.
Oh, yes.
But I'm not hoping on that. If they can win a game out of both those teams, you're fine with that. Hurricanes fans are fine with that. I know you don't want to be fine with anything when you're 6-0, but
you'd be top if you come out of that stretch. So then you were they now 5-0. So you're assuming
6-0.
They're 6-0. So you're assuming UNC would be 7-0. So you leave out the Notre Dame V-Tech run at 8-1.
Yeah,
you'll be top 12 probably,
and you'd be thrilled as a Hurricanes fan.
And if you lose to them, that means they would be in the top 10, so you wouldn't drop that. Just like Clemson didn't drop that far with losing to Syracuse. If you lose to a top 12 team, you're not going to drop that far
right
in the polls.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
all right. Now,
UM's lined up now. You know, I'm
we
honest
said
about
it,
UM.
We said
they're
it when the schedule
up
was released. We said there is a potential that this schedule will allow them to kind of roll through it. And all I'm saying is, I know you could pick apart the last three victories. FSU, right? Francois is not there. Yeah. FSU's lost 3 in a row now at Doak Campbell. So this was almost maybe like the year that we beat Florida, and then Florida was actually terrible.
4-8.
But you win a game at Doak in the last minute. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they went in there and because if I remember that Florida game, I mean, that was
they just whooped us.
They just like they took it to them. That wasn't Florida State. So Florida State played well enough. And then Georgia Tech played well enough that it had come down to the end. Syracuse played them hard, man. They refused to go away.
And still starting out slow. 13 points in the first half, but you would expect more than that, 13-3 at halftime. So a slow start still for a number, you know, a top 10 team in the league to score 13 points in a half. But to come back and be resilient, you have to give them credit for that. I don't want to say it means so much that they're winning close games. They're better than a Penn State or Alabama because they're playing in close games. I do not agree with that 100. I don't agree with that at all. But to go out there and be undefeated, 6-0, 4-0 in the ACC, you're a legit team.
I think so.
There's a lot of questions, but you're still a legit team. And Rozier is better than Kaya. I'm going to continue to say it. Rozier, he's playing ball, man.
We had a debate a couple weeks ago on this show. Who was better, Brad Kaya or Malik Rozier? And we asked everybody, too. And you came up with stats, and you just said definitively, Malik Rozier is a better quarterback.
Yes, with 6 starts under his belt, where Brad Kaya had 3 years under his belt.
Right.
And he's still outperforming him in his first season.
Right.
Better
quarterback. Yeah, I mean, think about it. He's got two come-from-behind victories and a strong performance against Syracuse on Saturday. Like, you've got to be happy with Malik Rozier.
And with Malik in, I know Darryl Langham's name. Chris Herndon took off. Chris Herndon had, 10 catches? He had 10 catches? He went crazy.
Did you see Michael Irvin's son? He got suspended from the team indefinitely.
For what?
I don't know.
Hope it's no Chris Forrester. Berrio stepped it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Malik Rozier is making guys that Brad played with look better.
Look better, yes.
So that you have to add into account, too. Berrio took off. Berrio played with Kaya his whole career. Berrios played with Kaya for 3 years and had 5 touchdowns. He played with Malik Rozier for 6 games and had 5 touchdowns. I don't know anybody can argue that Malik's not better than Brad Kaya.
Malik was 26 of 43, 344 yards, 2 touchdowns, and would have had more yards and touchdowns if Amon Richards didn't drop 4 balls.
Yeah, I really think that he has looked like a very good quarterback. Like, again, it's not the days of Jim Kelly and Vinny Testaverde, but man. You don't have a situation that you could think of where the Hurricanes need to drive the ball or whatnot that he doesn't give you confidence that he's going to be able to do it. And what more do you want out of your quarterback than that?
And that's all he does. And playing late in games, better than Kaya.
Yeah.
I did go back and look at the Florida State game last year where it was the block at the rock, whatever, where Brad did drive down late
that
to
is
score
true.
To
it
make
was
it
an
19
extra point.
To 20.
Yep.
An
yep.
extra point. That would have been his signature game. But can we say Brad did his job because a field goal was blocked? Because he still had no signature wins. Malik has a couple signature wins already.
Right. No, Brad Kaya did what he needed to do. He drove him down to tie it, at least. It wasn't to win the game. It was to tie it, at least.
But it's just not enough. Numbers all together, first 5 games, first 6 games, you put everything together. Yards per game, Malik's better than Brad Kaya. And this is Brad's third year. This is Malik's first year starting Brad's third year. More completions, more attempts. Only thing he has is a lower percentage, but I would think that would be because he's thrown the ball 50 more times than Brad did up to this point in the season last year. 50 yards more per game for Malik Rozier. Every number's more. Every number that you can look at for any quarterback percentages or touchdowns, interceptions, Malik Rozier is outperforming Brad Kaya this year to last year. You have to say the
no
man's
question.
Better.
No
the man's
question.
Better.
Let's hear the DBJ stuff because you've piqued my interest now, and now I kind of want to hear it. So Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst for the Hurricanes, he comes on with us on Thursdays, and we give him some funny lines to do in the next broadcast, and I write them down for him and text them to him, and he writes them down, so he should get everything right because whatever I'm texting him is word for word. So what is the first one? Give me a clue here, Falero. The first one.
Well, he did 3 of them. But
okay.
The first one, it contains 2 lines.
Did he mean to do 2 of them?
I don't know what went through their head.
Okay.
So
all right.
I got it's the 99 problems and the Rough Riders
anthem. So we gave him, I've got 99 problems. I'll tell you exactly what I texted him. Okay. I'll look it up right here on my phone. I texted him. If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
That's good.
And then I also texted him, you, stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop, and then Joe, oh, no, that's how Rough Riders roll. So you're saying he combined those two?
Well, it wasn't together. Like, it was in the same call, but, like, in different parts of the call.
All right.
The only way to do it is just to play it.
All right, my interest is piqued.
Takes the shotgun snap against the blitz. Looking, throwing, deep. He's got a man. It's Jeff Thomas at the 10, at the 5. It's a Miami touchdown. Malik Rozier, 48 yards to Jeff Thomas. A heavenly throw by Rozier. And the Hurricanes have a 19-6 lead.
I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one. The line picks up the pressure. Rozier picks up the ball and delivers the strike, and it's a Hurricane touchdown.
And naturally, we're going to have a review. You know what I think? Stop, drop, shut him down, open up, shop. That was bad.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll with y'all. You hit it just on time.
What?
Try that one again.
Oh, no.
After review, the rule on the field is confirmed. It's touchdown.
Stop, drop, shut him down. Open up shop.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll. We could try it 100 times. We're not getting that right.
It's like a greeting card. So, all right. It wasn't, I mean, how many times did we go over the performance side of it with him?
No.
We did it with both of them.
We did both songs. So.
I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
I mean, that's like, honestly, that's how you would say it if you were making a toast at a wedding. Like, I've got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one. Now, were you able to create music with either or both?
Well, the 99 problems one was difficult because he said it so, like, slow.
Right.
So, like, I have the version where it's not sped up, and then I have the version of it sped up.
All right, let me hear just like DBJ.
I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
Hit me.
99 problems and a blitz ain't one. I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
So slow. So you sped it up to make it fit into the song more?
I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
Hit me.
99 problems and a blitz ain't one. I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
Oh, my God. That's torturous.
I like it.
I'm pretty sure that you could get whatever prisoners at Guantanamo Bay we need to get some information out of if you just play them, either of those versions.
He killed it.
Oh, my Lord.
He killed it.
So that was terrible. And so what about the DMX song? Did you make that?
Sub, no. Stop. Drop. Shut him down. Open up shop.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Stop. Drop. Shut him down. Open up shop.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
That one was pretty difficult, too, because you just said, oh, no.
Right. No, I see. It was very quick. Oh, and then nope, because you had to get it in there. All right. Well, I mean, you can only work with the tools that they give you. So.
Good job.
That is the craftsmanship of a prisoner making a shank out of dental floss. Like, you weren't given much, so I'm not going to compare it to a sword I would buy at a weaponry show. But if you made something usable, and you made something usable out there, so
I tried.
That was interesting. So he did another call during the game.
He did our beloved "Can You Feel It."
Okay, now, that's the Jackson song that I've been playing as kind of a mantra for the entire season. It's actually working out. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? And we'll do a whole party version of that today, because I'm feeling it today. Hurricane 6-0 and Dolphins 4-2. So, all right, let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did.
Looking to his right side, now to his left, and takes the shotgun snap.
There it is.
Homer, there's a big hole. Homer to the 20. Here we go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Miami. Travis Homer, 33 yards. And there is joy and relief up and down the Miami sideline.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I feel it, Joe.
He did.
There's nothing here. We're safe.
He raised We're the safe. Octaves.
I feel it.
Excellent.
I feel it.
Somebody's got to feel it.
That is great. He did it. We he said really to him, you've got to raise your octave level on everyone. All right, let's hear Don Bailey Jr. as the sixth Jackson.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
That's great. I love it.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
That is excellent.
That was a good performance.
That is great. What?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
What would be your guess? Was Don Bailey Jr. a good student or a bad student?
Good student.
See, I would guess bad student because he doesn't listen to anything that we say. He gives you all the confidence in the world that he's going to do it, and then he gets out there and he just does whatever he wants to do. He's freelancing.
Yeah. Can you feel it?
That one was good.
He was a golden spoon baby, wasn't he?
I would imagine. His dad was all over billboards.
Yeah,
and
them kids don't listen.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
I got 99 problems and a blitz ain't one.
That I think he killed that.
Strong,
and
man.
And it was a part of the play because they did blitz on that Thomas touchdown. Like, he worked that in beautifully.
But I wish he would have done the line, because I gave him the line before, if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for your son. It would have been even funnier.
Stop, drop, shut him down, open up shop.
Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Somebody please get that to DMX. There's got to be a way that we can get that to DMX. There has to be a way.
Is he in jail or something?
I think he's on a monitor. I think he's I think he's got the ankle bracelet.
Leave him alone. Let him get his life together.
You sure?
Yeah.
He can't get out of the house. He's looking for some entertainment. That's entertaining.
I'll send it to him. I didn't think about it that way.
Oh, my goodness. That is great. All right. What we need to do this afternoon, we need to open up the phone lines. I haven't talked to Dolphins fans or Hurricanes fans yet. And obviously, Crowder is the best person in South Florida to break down a football game or help you understand what you saw or what you thought you saw. So call in. We'll take some of your calls. 305-567-0560, 954-567-0560. We'll take a bunch of your calls on the Canes and the Dolphins. Hopefully we'll hear some Weird Al Yankovic music coming up. I've been trolled so far by Eric Valero during
it's the coming,
first
it's coming,
hour and 20 minutes. I want to hear Weird Al music every break. Every break.
There's not that many songs.
There are. There really are. Now, Halloween is coming up. Think about how great the Halloween is at the Cheetah Clubs. Mm. They invite you to their, listen to this, American Horny Stories 2 Halloween party on the 31st. Yes, you heard me. American Horny Stories. Come in costume for free admission and for your chance to win $250 cash prizes day and night. Plus, enjoy a free Devilish Delights buffet and drink specials. So join the Cheetah Ladies for a fun, sultry, and sexy night. Simply bewitching. You don't want to miss it. That is Halloween at any of the Cheetah Clubs. It's also football season. Don't miss a game. Enjoy football action, girls, and beer at any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers. Perfect place to watch football. Don't forget to text Cheetah1 to 72727 to get info on special events and promotions. Also, never miss the action just by liking Cheetah on Facebook or Instagram. Now, every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, that's tonight at all Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, in the biz guests enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. Cheetah Pompano is the original Cheetah. They've got a free lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. Cheetah Hallandale, they're open 11:30 a.m. till 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday, enjoy $100 bottle specials, 2 a.m. till 6 a.m. They've got a $6 breakfast menu every night starting at midnight. They've got free gourmet lunch daily as well, 11:30 till 3 and happy hour till 6. And don't forget, Cheetah Hallandale Beach has that separate sports lounge, perfect place to watch basketball or football all season long. And if you want more info on Cheetah's huge Halloween party, check them out online, CheetahSOFL.com.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Radio.com. Radio. Radio.com.
Weird Al version. I'm starting to get angry. Now I'm starting to get angry because you're trolling me.
You're getting angry because I'm playing good music.
You worked for me. I said I want to hear the Weird Al Yankovic songs today in honor of his birthday, 58. And you're playing the originals. I want the Weird Al version.
You're saying Weird Al deserves a music day?
Yes.
Over other artists? Legendary artists?
Yes. Today, yes.
Okay.
Legendary.
Here's some of the texts that we're receiving about the Don Bailey Jr. calls. You guys are killing it today. DBJ is great, but Zagacki is hilarious. I never laughed so damn hard at a radio show as I did the last segment with Joe and DBJ. I'm bleeping my pants. I'm in an office with three other people trying to contain my laughter. That segment was amazing.
CT. Four people in an office?
Chan, my son had pink eye. Any advice you can give as the pink eye guy?
Wash and chlorine. Way stronger than soap.
Take your own advice. And take a few calls here on Dolphins and Canes. Malone, go ahead, Malone. You're on QAM.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
Very good. How are you?
Yeah, you know, I've been looking at some of the writers, you know, to talk about the standings and everything. And once again, you know, Miami Hurricanes get no respect at all. They don't respect the fact that they how they went up to Doak Campbell. That defense has to be top 10, that front four, and how they were able to march down the field on them when they needed it. Same thing with Georgia Tech and so on and so forth. And you know, it's just frustrating to hear all this kind of negativity or to be left out of the conversation. And I wanted to know what you all think about. And, you know, also, you know, when Virginia Tech and we can't look over North Carolina, but Virginia Tech and Notre Dame are doing well. And, you know, they're a good football team. But we can beat them. And I think we have the defense to do it. I think Rozier is doing a hell of a job. And his wide receivers are coming to play. You just got to put together a good game. And just like Rick said, you know, you got to be more consistent. And I think they have the ability to do that. And I know that we're going to be able to go through it and take care of business. But, you know, I want us to believe that these guys can be top four. They can be considered in the playoffs, and they have the talent to do so. You know, whether they can beat, like, say Alabama, you know, any given Saturday, any given day, somebody can get beat.
Look, Malone, there's no bigger Hurricane fan on this radio show than me. I can't even fathom, you know, a game between Alabama and Miami right now. I don't. You feel like they're getting disrespect. The only thing that I found disrespectful was Clemson jumping them this week.
Yeah.
After they just beat the team that Clemson lost to. I found that to be disrespectful. But I think, you know, kind of 8-7-9, like, that seems like it would be a sweet spot for the Hurricanes right now, because I don't really think they're a top four team in the country yet.
And y'all are two Kane fans. Just honesty from the outside, they've beaten nobody. Florida State's 2-4. Duke's nothing. Georgia Tech's really not much. Syracuse might be the best team they've played all season. Like, once I tell you this, Malone, once they see VTech and Notre Dame, and if they beat those two teams, there's no way any talking head pundit out there can disrespect them after beating VTech and Notre Dame, both ranked.
Okay, well, I stand corrected. I'm just hoping I'm not hoping in brand, because that sounds like doubt. I just know they can do it, and I believe in this team. So, and Mark Rick, man, he's like, after Pat Riley, I got two patron saints, him, Pat Riley, and him, man. I just love the way the guy approaches and his coaching staff. And I just love the way he's talking so honest about to us, and also to his players, and saying exactly what they have to do. And it's just shameful that Michael Irvin Jr., man. I don't know what the kid is thinking about. I don't know what he's going through. But man, he need to get it together, man, because they need him. That tight end position is thin, and they need him. And he's not acting like he want to be great like his father. And it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Go ahead, and I don't want to talk your ear off, man, but I appreciate you all giving the opportunity. Okay.
Appreciate the phone call. I agree with you. Malik Rozier has been really good. I'm excited about him. I don't know if there's national disrespect of the Hurricanes football program right now, but I do think there's trepidation to anoint them a really good football team, because it's come down to the end three games in a row. Now, obviously, you always want to be on the winning side of those, and they've been on the winning side of all three of them. They're 6-0, and they're a top 10 team. So I don't think there's disrespect, but I do think there's a little bit of trepidation to say, yeah, that's an elite college football team, because I don't think they've looked elite yet.
And they haven't played anybody.
Right.
That's the thing. When you don't look dominant and you haven't played tough competition.
Notre Dame is going to be the real test. That's the real test to me. If Notre Dame keeps on winning and they look good, and then you've got a bat. Now, if Notre Dame has their way with Miami at Hard Rock Stadium, then you've got a problem. But if Miami hangs with them, you have a legitimate chance to end up being a top four team.
And you're not going to be able to take it easy on VTech because their offense isn't great. But that defense is biting right now. They were on the same time the Canes were on. I was sitting at Smoky Bones watching both of them. VTech's not going to be a walk in the park either. So I'm telling you, if the Canes get through VTech and Notre Dame after beating a 1-7 North Carolina, I don't think that'll be a problem. That's when you'll get respect. They should be top five. VTech and Notre Dame, they'll be top five. They'll be right in the playoff hunt.
Nick, go ahead, Nick. You're on QAM.
Hawkman, Hawkman, that's what they're yelling. It's not about reality.
I think the song was different. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? Hey, I ain't going to take up much of your time. You know, I want to call in with the same cliche and superlative that, you know, we're going to get from the Dolphins. I'm happy. I'm proud. But I want to talk from a different perspective. It's two gentlemen that I feel are not getting the recognition they need because they are the true leaders of this team, in my opinion. And that's the two Mikes, Mike Tannenbaum and Mike Greer. I mean, I just think they're doing a phenomenal job, and I'm just excited about the future of this team.
It's Chris Greer.
He was rolling hard.
I know, but it's Chris Greer, so they're not even the two Mikes.
Chris Greer. I had a firm, and it was GG and T, and I got the two G's mixed up. It was going to be Gay Greer and Tannenbaum.
That's all right.
That was a little fruity, so I didn't want to go that way. But I just want to ask you, Channing, as a former player, how different would your career have been if you'd had Chris Greer and Mike Tannenbaum as the head of your organization at the time?
It's public. When I came out, I really didn't believe that Jeff Ireland knew what he was doing, and it shows with the rest of his career. He's not even in NFL yet, so I think that Parcells gifted Jeff Ireland the job, and before that, we had Jeff. He went to the Browns after that, which shows you something. When you leave the Dolphins to go to the Browns, can't be that damn
Randy
good.
Randy Mueller,
like all those people, man, they were.
Rick Spielman
Matt
for a
Thomas.
While.
Yeah. Matt Thomas was there. He was the one signing autographs. Yeah, that's how memorable he was. You don't even remember him. But, yeah, man, no. So if you look at what they did, Cordray Tankersley, you look at Xavier Howard, you look at this draft, you look at Godchild playing right now, you look at Vincent Taylor, you look at William Hayes, you look at Lawrence Timmons, you have drafted players that are contributing. Charles Harris playing a lot on third and long, second and long. And you have outside free agents and Timmons and Hayes and these guys coming in to play. Julius Thomas making a one-handed catch. I didn't think the man could catch. He can catch the ball.
Hell of a catch.
One damn hand, he can't catch the ball with two hands. But, man, the guys they brought in and the guys they added in the draft, I'm with you, bro. Mike Tannenbaum was criticized with the Jets. I've said it from day one. I believe he learned with the Jets about the salary cap and how not to just give folks money. They're giving people smart contracts, and I'm happy with the GM and the president of baseball operations or whatever. But, yes, I'm happy with them, bro, to answer your question.
And to my point, Channing, is that the last regimes weren't that far away, and it's only maybe a handful of those players, Michelle, that's still on the roster, and these are all these guys' players, and they're making an impact, and they're playing, and they're winning.
Yeah. But Rashad would probably be the best thing to come out those last coaching staff.
And I would say there's a genuine, it seems like, respect for Adam Gase, too, and they're the guys that brought in Adam Gase. So I would think things look good at the top of the Dolphins organization right now.
And with Gase, what happened last year where he cut all them linemen? They were getting their tail whooped, and he just cut them and said, y'all going about your business? That's an organization. That's one thing. A coach can't just say, hey, guys, cut these three guys. You know, it has to be an organizational decision. And they trust Gase, like you're saying. Everybody's on the same page. And that was big. Look back, as you're talking about the upstairs, remember the whole thing where Tony Sperano was sitting there in that damn stupid press conference with his back to Jeff Ireland? This was right after Stephen Ross went and interviewed, who was it, Harbaugh?
Oh, yeah.
And so behind Tony Sperano's back. So then you have Donna Ponte, and they had Ponte Philbin. They had all these.
They had a very confusing flow chart to make decisions.
No one knew who was on top. No one knew that there was a story that Donna Ponte's flying back from games with Stephen Ross in his jet, but Tony Sperano and Jeff Ireland are taking the team plane. Like, those things aren't supposed to happen. I believe now everybody's on the same page. Tannenbaum, he's the one that came in. Chris Greer came to UF to interview me coming out of college. Chris Greer's been with the Dolphins forever. His dad was a scout for the Dolphins, I think, back in the day. He's been there for a while. Tannenbaum brought him up to GM. Everybody there was picked and chosen by Stephen Ross down the aisle. So they know where they sit. Chris Greer knows that Mike Tannenbaum can tell him go sit down. And Adam Gase knows that Mike Tannenbaum and Chris Greer can question his roster decisions. But as long as you know where you sit, that's what makes a good team. Nobody argues with Belichick because they know where they sit underneath Belichick. That makes a good team. You have to have a hierarchy. You got to have that totem pole to run a good organization.
We'll take some more of your phone calls. Stay on hold if you're on hold. I remind you again that you can hear the Hurricanes coach, Mark Richt, tonight, along with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr., 6 till 8 p.m., so following our show on the Williamson Cadillac Buick GMC Hurricane Hotline. That is tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on the home of the U and South Florida's official football station, 560 WQAM.
You know how much I love driving my Silverado.
I do. I really do.
My goodness, I love that pickup truck. And the Silverado from Lou Backrow. Coconut Creek Chevrolet is even better. Why do I love it? It's no doubt it's comfortable. It handles well. I hear people all the time talking about pickup trucks don't turn. My darn Silverado turns on a dime. It turns like a remote control car. Hauls a big load. But what I really love about it is the versatility. In one day, take the kids to school, wave at all the moms in the line, wave at all the teachers going through the pickup line, and then go to Home Depot, get mulch, get trees, go home, work in the yard, go fishing. My rods fit inside the cab of my crew cab so I can go in the stores with my rods, hang out, go catch some fish, go on home, pick the wife up, and take her out to eat right there in my Silverado. It's a hot spot, so you have your internet right there in the car for the kids and the wife. You can't beat a Silverado. You can't beat a Chevy. If you're looking for a pickup truck, you gotta look at the Silverado. Check them out online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com, or better yet, stop by and holler at my man, General Manager Eric Nunez, and his award-winning team. Tell them I sent you down there. They're gonna watch out for you, but to be honest, they're all about customer satisfaction. They're going to treat you right. Check out all the new Silverados, any of the other 500 new Chevy cars and trucks in stock. It's easy to get to. There are 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. Find new roads at Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevy.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Is this Weird Al? Yeah. Happy birthday, Weird Al Yankovic. 58 years old. Weird Al Yankovic, I used to love. And then I listen to it now and go, what the hell was I thinking? But people love this guy. Like, he sells out concerts.
No.
Yeah.
For how long, no?
Still to this day. You know this song, right? Eat It?
No, I never followed him. Just eat it. He didn't carry over to the black community.
No?
No. Huh.
You know this, Valero?
I've never heard of this. No.
Didn't go to the Cuban community either. I think it pretty much was in Boca, pretty much isolated in Boca.
But this is when I was growing up. Everybody loved Weird Al.
No, people you hung out with loved him. People you hung out with. You think my dad was listening to Weird Al?
Yes.
Randy, text him right now.
Yes.
And the 79 bucks were sitting around listening to.
Yeah. Turn the song off, Valero. I want you to text Randy and just ask him.
I'm going to go on the black thread.
Are you familiar? Okay. Because I've got that thread too for Jews. I've got it for Jews.
Y'all have a hole in the gun?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Get that code.
Anybody been following? Gonna take your calls here a second. Anybody been following this Barstool Sports story with ESPN? You know, Barstool Sports is pretty risque, and ESPN has been airing for 1 week or 2 weeks Barstool Van Talk. It's at 1 a.m. on ESPN 2. But it's like, you know, and who was it? She hosts. The Sunday NFL Countdown on ESPN. She took Chris Berman's slot. I can't think of her name. But she was saying, like, these guys at Barstool said really nasty things about me in the past. I can't believe ESPN would hire them. There's a statement that was just released by ESPN. Statement from ESPN President John Skipper about Barstool Van Talk. Effective immediately, I am canceling Barstool Van Talk. While we had approval on the content of the show, I erred in assuming we could distance ourselves
our distance our efforts from the Barstool site and its content. Apart from this decision, we appreciate the efforts of Big Cat and PFT Commenter. They delivered the show that they promised. So, interesting little thing that's been kind of happening on ESPN.
Oh, they talk trash about Ponder.
Yes,
Sam Ponder.
Samantha Ponder. Yeah. It was a weird deviation for ESPN to partner with Barstool in any kind of capacity, because if you look at their website, like, there's stuff on their website, and I pretty much think anything is fair game to be funny.
Yeah.
There's times that I cringe at some of the stuff that they do, and ESPN seems to be so uber sensitive about what's being broadcast on their airwaves that I was very surprised at that partnership, and not so surprised that it was canceled after 1 week.
So an edge of opinion and...
Yeah, and it's very
and
racy and
integrity.
Insulting at times and stuff, but that's the part of the comedy. Like, it's why it's popular, but it just seemed like a weird fit for ESPN, especially with what they seem to be going through lately, with nobody can really say much of anything without someone wondering, is ESPN going to suspend me for this or not? So
why they fool with Sam Ponder? She did something crazy?
They were, and it was years ago, but they were tweeting and writing about her, about what women should be doing other than broadcasting sports and whatnot. Like, it was really, like, it was just wrong stuff. But anyway.
Misogynistic. Yeah, that's a good
word. Misogynistic. Look at you.
Yeah, man.
You get a little something out of this show, Falero?
Huh?
It's exactly what I expected. Do you have the sound of when you interrupted me and Crowder to take Crowder's side to bail him out? Do you have that cut up by any chance?
No.
I'd like to hear that earlier in the show. It was about, what, 2:15? Falero, yeah. We were talking about, I forget what we were talking about, and Falero was going to jump in and help you, but instead, he just made the sound of a seal that was clapping his, what are those, fins?
Yeah.
A seal clapping his fins?
Flippers.
And barking for food. It was the strangest guttural sound, and it just came out naturally from Falero. We've been making fun of him for almost 2 hours now. See if you can get that for the next segment.
Yeah, I'll try very hard for
that. I want to see if you can get that. He goes, I'll bail you out, Crowder. It made no sense. All right, we have a full board of calls. We're going to take your calls about the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, so don't go anywhere. If you're on hold, stay on hold, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, get into Dolphins, Canes. We can play montage, too, and start the 4 o'clock hour.
Well, what do you want first, me messing up a Duffy's line or the montage?
Good the way you just did it right there. Whatever you have planned was perfect the way you have it just right there.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.